Inspired Talk Radio, tune in to LA Talk Radio for reverent, entertaining, and cool talk. You're listening to To The Max.
To The Max.
Only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to all of you listeners out there. Welcome to The Max here on LA Talk Radio. I am your host, Max Tucci. Check out my website, maxtucci.com. And since you're already here at latalkradio.com, check out the site where you're listening to the show. We got some great other shows and some great archives that you could always check out. Now, today is Sunday, November 16th. In New York, it's getting freezing, but there's a lot to tell you. First, I would like to dedicate this show to my dear friend Lulu's grandmother. Her grandmother passed away this week, Mrs. Edith Barcella. She was 91 years old, a life well lived. So I want to dedicate this show to her and to Lulu. You're in my prayers and your family and Ava Rose's great-grandmother. I love you all and I'm thinking of you. And now I've got to move along. I've got a fantastic show because I've got Tony, my man. You all read him all over the place. On my Facebook page, on my other pages, about him coming on the air. Tony, he's going to be on the air in just a little bit. But before that, I've got to give some birthday wishes out there. To my friend Cammie, met her out in Tennessee. Happy birthday, girl. To Mr. Zaretsky, the one who taught me computers at St. Luke's School. Mr. Z, happy birthday to you coming up this week. To Anika, Sean, Brianna, Lisa Lyons, and my girl Jenny Greenspan at the Ritz-Carlton in South Beach, Florida. Check out the Ritz-Carlton.com. The Ritz-Carlton.com. Give her a little hotel. Beautiful, big hotel, actually. A fantastic plug. One of my favorite places to stay when I'm in South Beach. At the Ritz-Carlton. Great spa there, by the way, and a fantastic jewelry store. So, if you're going to Art Basel, which is coming up, my recommendation is stay there. Quickly get on the phone. Call her. Say, hey, Jenny Greenspan, I'm a friend of Max Tucci's. I want a room. She'll hook you up. Rooms are booking up quickly. Art Basel is coming up. We'll talk about that on next week's show. Oh, wow. To my friend Jen Beller. What's going on, Jen? I know you're listening out there. And we've got listeners all over the world. In Costa Rica is the place where I want to be right now. The nice warm sun beats this cold. First, I got to give my animal listeners. I have a bird out there listening named Bird. To Spike the Third, big old Rottweiler. So I think it's fun that they're listening. And let's see, I've got to tell you a special thanks to my guest from last week, Mike Horn. Y'all check him out on Mike Horn, HORN.com. He's one of my new heroes. He totally inspired me and is a fantastic, he was one of my favorite interviews and a cool, cool guy. And you know, I did some research, by the way. Mike Horn had his fingers amputated, the tips of his fingers, and there's a place online called PIPOINC.com. It's called Positive Image. It's for prosthetics. And there's a fantastic doctor, Dr. David Puckett, P-U-C-K-E-T-T, Dr. Puckett. Awesome guy. Go on heroes.cnn.com. Okay? Let me just double check here. Yeah, heroes.cnn.com and vote. There's a couple people there that you can vote for. Heroes, people who have done amazing things. He is mine. My grandfather lost a hand, so it kind of made me bring all that together. So, Mike Horn, congratulations on your journey. Also, I had to bring up from last week, I didn't have time, but nonprofit charity, Uniting Jews and Christians. Go to ifjc.org, International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. I don't know why, but I felt like I had to drop that. It was in my spirit. Speaking of that, Pastor Olita, we had an amazing prayer shut-in from like 10 a.m. to 7 in the morning. I snuck out at about 5:30 in the morning. But wow. So y'all know Tony's coming on the show. I know y'all have questions to your life. What's going on with my life? Call in at 323-203-0815. And you can ask Tony. We can see how Tony can help you. So it's going to be a fun show. But before I bring him on, I want to get some things out of the way so I can give Tony the full hour. So, you know, I got to pay the bills and stuff. Bergdorf Goodman. Times are tough, my friends, but not at Bergdorf Goodman. I know it's expensive, but there are sales going on for 40% off. So As your credit cards max out, why not be comfortable in some fantastic clothes? Max them out at Bergdorf Goodman. All right? They have a big sale going on in New York. Or just go online, bergdorfgoodman.com. Max out your credit cards, but look good doing it with Bergdorf Goodman. I mean, why not, right? I'm reading an amazing book called The Ultimate Guide to Natural Health, one of my fantastic finds. It's a quick reference guide, A to Z Directory of Natural Remedies for Diseases and Ailments by Dr. Forsyth. I told you guys about him. Cancer Care, Cancer Hope Center, cancerhopecenter.org in Reno, Nevada. Check out this book and check out the fantastic things on Boku. That's B-O-K-U, BokuSuperfood.com. Buy the book, and there's some funky supplements, funky in a good way. They'll make you feel real good. Now, speaking of books, y'all know I did the book with Eduardo Zoll, Extreme Entertaining Made Simple, on bookshelves now. My favorite section, my favorite chapter is obviously mine, without being egotistical. The Classic Dinner Party, Extreme Entertaining Made Simple, Amazon.com. Go buy your copy today. If you want me to sign it, I have no problem doing that, and I'll even get Eduardo to sign it for you too. So we'll figure out the mail situation in that. Wow, Oprah Winfrey, God, those fires in California, man. I know what y'all going through. It's bad. I was out in the fires last time, and I know Auntie Oprah almost got her house burnt down, but for some reason, I think she paid the winds to pass on by, walk on by, like Dionne Warwick used to say. But I got to tell you about a great company called 23andMe.com. If you want to know your DNA and you want to spit into a cup, there's not a better place to do it than 23andMe.com. Check it out. You spit in their cup, you send it back to them, and they tell your DNA and what could possibly be wrong with you, if anything. So check them out. And let's see. I think, you know what? Let's bring on Tony. So Tony's in the studio in Los Angeles, and we'll welcome him to the show with a big what's going on, Tony. I think we're going to push up your mic and invite you to the show.
Hello.
So to the max. What's going on?
How you doing?
How are you doing?
Good. Thanks for having me on.
Well, it's my pleasure. You know, we have mutual friends in common, Jackie McCarthy.
Yes.
Okay, right now. And she said, you know, you really need to meet Tony. So we all met through Dr. Mark, and I had him on my show before I had you, but I knew I was going to have you on at some point. So today is the time to have you on. So here we are.
Here Welcome. We are. Yep. It was great to meet you, and it was great when you came over to the group with to see Dr. Matt do his
absolutely.
Thing.
Well, it was definitely a life-changing experience, I'd yeah. say. Now, tell people exactly who you are and what you do, because I was reading through your biography. I was like, I let him sum it up in a sentence. So I give you full mic right now to.
I don't know if I could do it in a sentence now.
All right, I'll try to.
Okay. Well, you know, what I like to call myself is an intuitive counselor, you know, and so by that, it's kind of a psychic reading gone wild. You know, anyone can do the intuitive thing. I mean, I believe that we all have the capacity to be very, you know, psychic. What I do is I take it to the next level where I say, you know, stop being a machine. This is what you could do to kind of like transform your life, change the course that you've been on so that you could create more of a kind of like more easy experience. Is that good in a short sentence? Or
that's
do you?
Fascinating, yeah. Now, so, absolutely, you know, because I had people emailing over here like, I want to call in. I'm like, listen, the lines are open. So let me plug the number right now, 323-203-0815. If you're going to call, please call from an unblocked number. You know, is it fair to say people can call you with their life questions?
Yeah, you know, what I like to do is like when I've done this before, it's like what happens is a person gets on and immediately I start feeling things. So I don't like to hear a person's story about, oh, you know, my name is blank, 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 and this is what's gone on. And I like to kind of just get the vibe and tell people what's going on. If they have a question, definitely we'll answer it. But so I like to not be encumbered.
Let's make it easy. Yeah. Here I am right now. What's going on?
You know, it's funny with you. It's like I had this really funny dream with you just last night where there's, you know, you're going to be dealing with, in the dream, you were repairing a basement, okay? So whatever's going on in your life at this current time, you're rebuilding your foundation so that you can kind of really launch all the different projects that you have going on to the next level. You know, you're an innovative person. You're a person that has a huge heart. And It's about finding a way of getting people to really get you, feel comfortable with you, so that they can really work with you to take it to the next level. You know what I mean? And so you're going to find that, excuse me, a little verklempt with the fires over here in Los Angeles. you're going to find that, especially after March, April of this year, certain things are going to start to fall into place. I really like the partnerships that are coming into your life, especially with people investing in what you want to do. And that seems to be kind of coming in around March of 09.
Well, it's, you know, very interesting because, as a matter of fact, that's all true. And when you said rebuilding from the basement up, my foundations, you know, my family owned Delmonico's restaurant in New York, and we got a lot of, after my father died in like 1987, I was like the missing link, you know, to the history of the restaurant.
Right.
My grandfather took it over in the 20s, and what I'm doing now is actually rebuilding the brand.
Nice.
My first name is Oscar, right, like my grandfather's. So I'm rebuilding the brand that my grandfather brought the history to New York, of really the first restaurant, you know, in New York. And my family kind of got short-circuited, so to say, after my father died, because they didn't have me as the link to continue, you know, the knowledge of the restaurant and the history of it. So like my grandfather invented the wedge salad, which a lot of people don't know where it came from. It came from my grandfather. Right. So, you know, it's like now I'm rebuilding the brand and putting it together, looking for spaces to do it in Stamford, Connecticut. And on top of that, looking for investors to be able to...
That's great. Well, you know, you can see those investors start showing up in March. And I think what's going to happen also is that there is a tremendous amount of kind of like, I'm going to say the old school folks that are going to be coming in and telling you stories and maybe showing you pictures and all that kind of stuff that you'll be able to kind of like import into the new brand. You know, so it's kind of like you're going to really take what's old, make it new, but transform it in a way that's really going to be, you know, hip and cool and almost classy with an edge, you know?
Okay, so now if you can count all the goosebumps that I have on my arm.
One,
because that's exactly
two,
what we're
three,
doing.
Four.
Right, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Right.
We could play, what is it, that connect the dots.
Mm-hmm.
Because what my vision with the restaurant is branding the old with the new.
Right.
And what's making it a place.
Yeah. And, you know, the thing is, it's like, is, you know, you said Stamford, and I totally get that there. But I also feel that you're going to, you may bring it into the, you know, into the New York area, maybe not specifically Manhattan, but maybe like a Brooklyn, like a Dumbo kind of thing, almost kind of like, you know, like the old Italian, you know, what used to be the old Italian areas, and kind of like bring that there too. Mm-hmm. So this is going to be an offshoot.
I'm going to tell you something after the show. We're going to do like Oprah after the show, after the show, because you hit that nail on the head too. But that we can't stand the air because there's projects lingering. So I got to keep it confidential.
Sorry.
LA confidential.
My bad.
But so definitely, yeah, that's all in the works. And then obviously, you know, we're branding it so we can franchise it and conceptualize it into, you know, hopefully internationally. That's where really I want to go with it.
You know? Well, I'll tell you more stuff after the show.
Great. Well, internationally, you could tell me now.
Okay, well, you know,
my life is
there's...
Open book. You know, I did Al Roker's book. It's called Big Shoes.
Uh-huh.
So, like, write about your life and your father. And then after doing a couple reality shows, you know, it's like, your life is an open... I can't hide anything anymore. So, people, if you want to know the truth, listen to it here on To The Max, or call me or email me. I'll tell you the truth. Everything else, don't believe the hype except to hear from me.
Well, you know,
Tony right now. So what's going on next?
All right. What's going on next is this. Is like, well, I won't say international, but I will. Well, there's definitely a very strong kind of... there's two things I'm getting. There is kind of like a Vegas-y, Atlantic City type of casino kind of concept. And I have to say, I'm sorry to say this, I don't think it's going to be that particular brand. I think it's going to be an offshoot of the group, you know, the group that you guys are going to amass, the investors and the concept makers. You guys are going to create a thing in, I actually think it may be like Vegas, you know what I mean? And the other thing is kind of like a small thing in Italy, actually, but it's like in I want to say popular city, like in Rome or something to that effect.
Florence.
That sounds nice too. I like Florence. Very nice.
You know, I love Florence. That's where my family's from, and I actually have a house there. So Tony, you're just like hitting every nail on the head. You're making me kind of freak out. So someone hurry up and call. 323-203-0815 on To The Max at LA Talk Radio. But absolutely, you know, Italy was always in my mind because we do have a home there.
Nice.
So, you know, I'm always thinking about that. But at an offshoot of the thing, we've got a whole other concept in mind that goes with the Oscars Delmonico brand. So,
you know, the one thing that I'm getting from your granddad himself is that there is this sense of, he doesn't want you to suffer as he has. Like, he really worked hard. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he kind of, like, he said, like, the sense I'm getting from him is, like, you know, I worked hard so my family didn't have to work this hard. And here you are coming in kind of, like, saying, I'm going to work this hard. And there's a part of him that says, don't, you know, almost like, you know, work, but work smart. You know? Work hard, but work smart. So that you don't have to overdo
it. Yeah, no, I feel it.
You know what I mean?
And so I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah, so there's like a tremendous amount of support that he wants to help you with, but at the same time, you have to kind of like understand that he wants you to work smart. So sometimes you'll see that certain obstacles come up out of the blue where you're like, why can't this get to the next level? It'll be grandpa kind of like, you know, tune into your gut, into your gut, and he'll say, maybe you don't want to work with this person, maybe you want to work with someone else who's a little smarter, you know?
Okay. No, I feel that.
You know.
So, that I need to know because, you know, it's like, so today we went to go look at one location. It was like almost like burning me, you know, like bogging me down and like making me so discouraged. And then I was on the phone with my chef earlier this evening, who's an amazing guy, you know, and he's like one of the nicest, most humble person I've ever met in my life. And he's like, I don't know about that space. I was like, you know what? We just got to play it by ear and, you know, just let intuition, I guess, guide us, so to say.
Mm-hmm.
But he's a cool guy from West Africa, actually.
Neat.
Ivory Coast. So he's bringing a lot to the table, and you know,
well, the space coming. You're going to find is it's actually a corner. It's almost like in a what do you call that? It's almost like it'll be at a fork in the road kind of thing. So it'll have like, you know, like the Flatiron Building, how it kind of splits two avenues. It'll be that kind of feeling. It's almost like the whatever you're going to find is going to be on a corner, but kind of like create splitting a major road into two different areas.
Well, you know, that's how the old Delmonico's used to be too.
Wow.
So that's how, you know, it was on the corner down in Beaver and South William Street.
Huh.
In New York. And just to let you all know, our family is, not you, but everyone listening out there, my family's not involved with the new Delmonico's, so I don't want to hear if you like it or you love it, because we're not involved with it. We actually did the right thing back in the day and sold out.
right.
So but now we're bringing it back and we've got it going on, and actually, you know, we're looking at locations all over, so I'll keep that little piece of advice in the back of my head and see if we find one like that.
Cool. But,
you know, it was interesting today was when I was like figuring things out, and it's been a fun process but a lengthy one. And you know, you hit it, because when I said, you know what, I want to do this and I want to work really hard. And then when I talked to my chef, he's like, you know, you've got such a brand and such a concept with just the name, you know, Oscars Delmonico being the main name, that, you know, you're the lineage, you're the history, you're what people are going to want to buy. You know, people want to, the wealthy always want to buy something they can't have. And to be a part of the Delmonico family, I think, is a cool one. So it kind of makes things a little bit easier than if we were just to open up, like, you know, apples and oranges or like a vegan restaurant. You know?
Right. There's plenty of other people doing that. So, you know, there's something important about keeping, you know, what's tried and true. You know what I mean?
Right.
And there's, you know, and I love me some vegan, and I love me some really good old pasta. So it's like, but
we'll do a blend of the both. How does that sound?
I love it. Perfect.
We'll do a vegan pasta.
It works for me. Works for
right?
me.
Yep. Well, you know what? Why don't we take a call, because I know we have a call coming in, and then we'll talk about me a little bit later.
For sure.
So caller, we're going to take your call right now. And if you have your radio on, just lower it in the background so we don't hear ourselves talking. We want you to enjoy the full Tony experience. So is the caller on the line?
Hello?
Okay. In 1 second, they will be. Hi, caller.
Hello, Maxie. It's Jackie.
Well, welcome, Jackie. We got your friend Tony on the air tonight.
Jackie.
Hi, Tony.
How you doing?
And Max. I'm good. How are you doing? Max, I don't know how you weren't crying at the whole, like, basement on.
Jackie, so because I know... You know me, Jackie. I can get into my ugly Oprah cry, Jackie.
Because Tony, you really hit a lot of things right now. I mean, I would be the only one that would know, and you really did, boy.
Well, I still don't know what you're talking about, but I'm like, okay.
You're beyond intuitive. Well. I was like, I don't know how Max isn't crying right now.
Jack, you know what? I saw my goosebumps, and I almost had to put my face in the pillow. But I got a shock. We got to be professional here.
All right. Yeah, not only that, it was so funny because even the fork in the road, I totally caught that too. It's like the original Delmonico's is a fork in the road. It's really, really,
wow,
really intuitive. So rock on, it's, Tony and Max.
Well, rock on Jackie. Hey,
I want to listen.
Jackie,
don't talk to me. I like listening.
Come on, ask a question. Let me, you know. Come
on.
I
don't have a question. I'm not kidding. I want to listen to you too, but I'm going to talk to you all later. We need to iChat.
Jack is like, I'm out of here before Tony feels something with me.
I love Tony. I can take it.
Well, Tony, do you feel any essence of vibes with Jackie?
Well, you know, Jackie, don't hate me for doing this on air, but your heart has been cracked open. Okay? So right now you are at in the phase of attracting new people in your life. Okay? I'm sorry.
All right. I hope so.
You'll hate me later, right?
No. Never, Tony. Are you crazy?
How long has it been?
Jackie,
I haven't seen you in a year, right? So here's the deal. It's whatever's been going on in the heart center, especially around relationships. You've opened up to receive a tremendous amount of healing. Now, that's bringing up a lot of stuff. It's cleared away a tremendous amount of self-doubt. It's caused you to kind of look at yourself saying, who is it that I really want to be around and how do I want to kind of present myself into the world? And what's really interesting is you're going to find that small things are going to start to fall into place. One being career decisions. A lot of people are going to be coming up to you, making offers to you to kind of really help you to feel grounded as to what's going to happen with career. Secondly, you're going to be taking applications for a possible long-term position when it comes to relationships because, you know, it's like everybody's going to be like, hey, hi, how are you? And so just, you know, your dance card's going to get a little full, especially around the holidays. So have fun and don't blame me for that. You know, but the one thing you know what? Call Max around December, 20th, around that time. And go online and just say, you know what, Tony was wrong or Tony was right.
Oh, you know what?
No,
Tony's
I'm telling
Jackie.
You.
Hey Jackie,
Tony,
you know what?
You've been so right about Max, so forget it.
So this is the thing. The one suggestion I have to give you is keep your dance card empty and say yes. Okay?
All right, now I know what you mean.
Say yes.
Well, you know what, Jackie? We can continue this after the show because I really appreciate you for even being on the line still, and you're off the hook because we have another caller coming through.
Thanks, Jackie.
Excellent. I can't wait to listen. All right, love you both.
So, Jackie,
love you,
you
too,
know
baby.
What? Maybe I'm going to ask you to help me design the new restaurant.
I would love to do anything with you, Maxie. All right,
and
you two take care.
All right. Big hug, baby.
Thanks for being a good sport.
Thanks.
And we've got
Bye,
another
guys.
Call. So, Jackie, have a good night. And caller, you're live on To The Max with Max and Tony. What's going on?
Max, is it? Are you hearing me?
You're live on the air. Who's this?
This is Cindy.
Hi, Cindy. You're live with Tony. Say hi.
Hi.
Hey, Tony.
How are you?
So I've been listening to you guys.
Cool.
It sounds great. So I'm like the last caller. I don't have a question. I just want to see what you are picking up.
All right. I have to immediately talk about someone around you. I want to say she's in her 50s or 60s who has some problems with her knee joints. It almost like fluid in the knee or maybe something having to do with poor circulation, especially it could be maybe diabetes, something like that. Is there an older woman who's around you that's having circulatory leg problems?
You know, not around me. I mean, I know someone who is.
Have you been
around me?
Okay, all right. And it's almost like my sense is this person's going to be a little bit of a pull on you. She needs this. She needs support from you. The one thing the funny thing is you are an emotional and energetic psychic sponge. I mean, you could do what I do. Basically, you're incredibly empathic. You're very, very sensitive. And whoever this person is, it's you're kind of like taking on her stuff. and there's a little bit of depression around her. So one of the things that would work for you is if you could go out and buy yourself a nice piece of citrine, okay? Or any jewelry with citrine, or just a rock, the citrine rock, and kind of carry that with you, because being a really sensitive person, you kind of tend to take on all this stuff. And this woman's vibe around you, I just don't want it affecting your legs and your circulation and your movement. Who is she to you?
Okay. You know, the only person seriously that comes to my mind is my soon-to-be ex-mother-in-law, and she lives in Italy.
Ah.
But she is.
But that makes a lot of sense. If you know, sometimes what happens is, especially mother-in-laws, or you know, it's like they want to make sure their babies are taken care of. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you were the one taking care of them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so there's this part of her that's kind of like energetically going, why are you leaving? You can't leave. You have to save my baby. He's my baby. He has to be taken care of, you know? And so you just make sure that you kind of like set up your boundaries, because if you're taking on her stuff as I'm feeling it, on a certain level, there is a part of you that's saying, you know, as I'm leaving this relationship, as I'm moving forward, is he going to be okay? And I know there's a part of you that's like, also saying, well, bye-bye, dude, I'm out of here. But there is that part of you that is that immensely sensitive person. And you can't help but nurture. That's just who you are. You're just you're Miss Mom. You just take care of everyone, you know? And
Max,
so,
where did you get this guy, and how does he know me? Have you been, like, giving him crib notes or something?
Listen, Tony just freaked me out. Tony, I met once, Cindy. Once, just one time, and it was
what a meeting was it? Your grandmother's fabulous. We love her, and your sister.
So you know,
wow.
Yeah. So
Tony, give me some good news.
Okay, so the good news is this:
leave the sweatshirt on in Italy. I'll protect myself against it. But give me something good that I can.
Well, the first thing. Well, okay, but, you know, I tend to belabor a point here, but let me just say this: the one thing I do want you to do is to first off forgive yourself for holding on to that relationship for longer than you really felt like you needed to. Okay.
Interesting. Thank you. That's good.
That's one. Okay. That's second.
I got that in church today too.
You went to church and the Spirit spoke to you. Hallelujah. Okay, so the other thing is this. You know, sometimes we are so... There's certain people that are really good at working in stressful situations, okay? What's really exciting for you is that level of stress is leaving. And it's leaving so soon. Now, the thing is, do you have two kids?
Two, exactly.
Yeah. Okay, so here's the deal. Your eldest is going to be... The eldest is great because the eldest is kind of like as stressful as this... It's a boy, right?
No, it's a girl.
Oh, okay. Well, very aggressive girl. Let me just say that.
yeah, you got that right.
Your eldest has a tendency to really, really kind of like point you in the right direction. Okay. It may just make you absolutely nuts, but what I'm really excited about this is like your eldest is going to be the one who says, you know, Mom, why don't you do this? Or Mom, I thought about this. Or Mom, I had a feeling of this. And she's going to kind of like help you to kind of like reinvigorate yourself and kind of like start your life over again. Okay.
Right.
Also, June, July, August. Get ready. There's a woman who is going to invite you into a woman's group. It may be women in business or women that, you know, just it's a woman's group. And the networking that's going to happen from that is going to be amazing for you. And you get to reclaim your talents and kind of like put yourself out in the public eye again.
Cool.
I got a little verklempt with that one, I have to tell you.
Say that again.
I got a little choked up with that one, so it's
really?
kind of like, yeah, it's time for you to be seen for you as you know, as Cindy again.
I like that.
I like it for you.
I like that a lot. So
I know
do I
that.
The holidays.
What'd you say, Max?
I'm
sorry.
I know about Cindy too. You hit the nail totally on the head with that.
Oh, there you go.
Because Cindy is like the brightest star, except it's just been too many around her. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and Cindy also likes to nurture everyone else and kind of like be on the side. I mean, she's you can't hide Cindy. I mean, you just who she is as a person, you just kind of like need to know her. But at the same time, she'll put everybody else in front of her as opposed to kind of like working out. Cindy, are you still there?
Yeah.
Okay, so you'll put everyone else in front of you. I don't mean to talk about you like you're not there. You'll put everyone else in front.
No, I'm just freaking out over here, that's all.
Don't freak, sweetie. It's only you.
Rejoice.
Exactly. Embrace this true person that you are.
No, it's true. It's so true. And, you know, it's so funny because Max didn't even know it was me calling. And then all of a sudden you just jump in there and it's like you're looking at me. I'm blown away.
Wow.
Very good.
My pleasure.
And you know what, Cindy? What's great about this show is go back. You know how this show works. After the show, there's going to be an archive. So listen to what Tony said again so you could really comprehend it. And, you know, you're not right on the spot trying to just digest it all. You can replay my shows on latalkradio.com.
Absolutely. I will do that. Well, listen, you guys, thank you so much.
Cindy, really, thank you. You are just a huge heart. Thank you so much.
All right. Big, big kisses to you guys. Max, I can't wait to come and open Oscars Delmonico, and I'm going to bring, I'm sending everybody there already. The energy's already pouring into Manhattan for the opening of this restaurant, so it's happening.
It's going to happen, and the one in Connecticut's going to happen first, so pour the energy into Connecticut first.
You know what? It's there. I want to go to Connecticut, too, so just let me know.
Connecticut loves you.
I know. All right. Thank you so much.
All right, Cindy, have a great night. Thank you so much for calling.
Hi, Tony. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Cindy.
Hey, Cindy, have your friends call it. Tell them what a great reading you have.
I just posted on Facebook that I'm listening to the show right now. I'll
get
it on
there. Just a little bit more, so we're going to take some more calls.
You know, they're out there. I feel them. Come on, guys. Give a call.
You know what? The number here at the studio is 323-203-0815. Don't let fear hold you back from breaking down the walls in front of you. So on that note, I felt like I had to say that because people sometimes freak out.
You're right. You know, it's also kind of like, I don't want people to hear me online and all that kind of stuff. And what's really...
Make up a name.
Yeah, that's it. You know what? Make up a name. Absolutely. You know,
Make up a name. So before we make up anything, I got to tell you all a couple of things. I got to take just a short commercial, let you all know what's going on into the Max world. Fantastic place to go. Have you ever thought of creating your own cookbook, my friends? Well, now you can. Go to tastebook.com and create your own cookbook. And on that note, let's take another call. So, caller, you're going to be live onto the Max in just 1 second. And you're connecting, and I see you, and we're going to talk to you in just 1 minute. Again, tastebook.com. And I think we're calling our caller. Hi, you're live onto the Max.
Oh, hi, it's Michelle.
Hi, Michelle. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you for calling in.
Oh, good. Well, I didn't know if I was going to get through or not.
Well, we make the lines available for you. So you're live on To The Max and I talk with my superstar guest who's nailing everyone. Who's hitting the nail on the head for everyone. So, Michelle,
I'm a little nervous.
Hi, Michelle. Healthy. No need to be nervous. Michelle, I'm a pussycat. Don't worry about it. Okay.
Oh, well, you sound really nice. I just met Max last week, so I'm so excited.
Oh, neat. Max, I love how many people you know. It's great. So, Michelle, do you have a specific question? Or, I'm sorry, say again, Max?
I'm not saying anything. Go talk to her.
Oops. Knocking the place down here. Do you have a specific question, Michelle, or do you want me to just tune in?
I don't know. Like, I was trying to figure out what to say, but I'm not sure what to ask.
Okay, well, I'm getting a couple of things, but I have to say that they're fairly intense. So if you want to kind of like ask me a question, I could ease into it really quick, nicely.
Okay, let's see. I'll ask you, well, what do you think is ahead for me? Because I have a very good positive feeling lately.
I'm sorry, what do I think is where?
The question was, do you feel anything bad for her? Because she has a very positive outlook on things right now.
Yeah, you know, so I'm going to go with the stuff that I was feeling earlier. You have let go of a tremendous amount of anger, okay?
Oh, my God.
You have let go of so much ire and, dare I say, hate, you know, that...
Oh, my God.
Are you...
Max, hello? I think I need a cocktail.
Mix it up, baby. There's more. Sit down. Okay, so here's the deal. So
you just nailed it.
All right. Okay, so with that release of anger, and I have to say, it's funny that you wanted a cocktail because I was going to say, you've really detoxed your liver, because sometimes where we tend to hold the anger is in our liver, and for you, it was a lot of old, unresolved stuff. And what I love about how you let go of this anger and how you let go of this rage, right? You recognize that it wasn't around one certain situation. You said, I'm done. I'm not going to repeat this same pattern over and over and over and over and over again. And so what happened was, you said, I'm done. You put the period at the end of this long history, and here you are in this really open space, about to attract a tremendous amount of new opportunities where you will be supported as opposed to be the one that's constantly supporting others. Get it?
Wow.
Is this thing on? Hello?
I'm speechless.
Okay. So what I'm really excited about is between February and September of 2009, the real friends show up. Like you said, you just met Max. You know what I mean?
Right.
The real friends are going to start to show up, especially between February and September of 2009. What I'm excited about with this is some of the people that you have around you, and I'm going to be fairly blunt about this, are users. I'm just going to say it, you know? And you're going to let go of a lot of those, that old tribe of, you know what, Michelle, you have to help me, or Michelle, it's all about me, or Michelle, you know, what do you think about me? And what's really exciting about this is that you're also going to start to attract people that are saying, yes, Michelle, I want to help you. Michelle, how are you? Michelle, how was your day? What makes you happy? You get that? And you know, so next year is going to be great, really great for you. You know, it's challenging, because sometimes the little parts of us that really are good at sabotaging can kind of come up and want to, mess up things. So you're going to have to keep her in check. You need to keep that Michelle that may want to drink a little too much to not deal with the emotions. You might want, you know, the little party Michelle, which I'm not mad at. I have a party Tony. But we do have to find a way of kind of like create a certain balance. And next year is going to really give you that space. So find that place of being open to being vulnerable to your new friends and your new, I want to say new family. Excuse me.
Thank you, Tony. That's great.
Cool. Do you have another quick question?
No, I think I can't.
Okay, so I do want to say this, Michelle.
I have the same goosebumps.
Okay. Can I connect the dots on you, too? So here's the deal, Michelle. If, you know, we're coming into the holidays and all that stuff, so maybe you want to do it at the beginning of the year. Find, they have those great kind of like detox programs where you can kind of like do a juice fast for 2 or 3 days, that kind of thing. You know, make sure you do that to kind of like almost like prepare your body to kind of like take a rest, to let go of the old stuff so that you could bring in the new, you know? And if you want to do it before...
I'm not even making it up. I just was talking about that yesterday with a friend because she just did the master cleanse.
Okay, you know, I think...
I can't believe you brought it up.
Yeah, and there's some really I've done the master cleanse too, and it's great and it works and it's all good. The only thing I find personally about the master cleanse is if you don't really... You know, like you go for like 10 to, 14 days of, you know, drinking sugar water, basically. And it's really good. And it's good. It works and works and works and works. You know, the cayenne pepper and the maple syrup, and you get everything that you need and all the nutrients and what have you. You dump a ton of weight. I have to say, I've never felt my brain worked so well when I did the master cleanse. I mean, like I was processing things and I could do math. You know, it's like really, it was amazing. But at the same time, it's like when I got off of it, you have to find a really impressive type of discipline, because you're going to start eating food again, and you really need to kind of like follow their regimen. If you don't, you know, everything that you've gained, you can lose very, very quickly. So there's a juice fast called the Blueprint. I think it's blueprint.com, or you could Google Blueprint Juice Fast or something like that. And that's fairly good stuff. And you know, 3 days, you're drinking juice and it's vegetables and it's, you feel full, and you know, I like that one.
Yeah, Yeah, that sounds like a good one.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I can't thank you enough.
My pleasure. Thank you for calling.
You're so intelligent and interesting. It's wonderful.
Well, go on. Tell me more about my eyes.
Max, thank you.
Well, thank you for calling in, and I can't wait. We're gonna hang out, and I think Tony, did she find a friend in November too? By the way,
she did.
Because
bless your heart.
That friend helped her to hear this message. So yeah, she definitely did.
I know. I think it's all really interesting. Oh, well, thank you guys. God bless.
Thank you so much for calling in.
Have a great one.
Have a great night.
See ya.
So that was Michelle.
Oh, wow. You have a great new friend, man.
You know I do.
She's really cool.
I heard you speaking of food, so I got to drop one of my favorite places in Stamford, Connecticut, which is called Mira, the Cuisine of India, on 227 Summer Street. Go in and say hi. I do all my little plugs here on the show, Tony, whenever I can sneak them in.
Take your time.
I'm going to have you back for another hour show. But before I get into our next caller, if we have any, and I really encourage you people to call in tonight, 323-203-0815. Your breakthrough is just a phone call away. I feel like a televangelist. Your breakthrough.
Hallelujah.
It's just a phone call away.
Praise him.
So I got to tell you all first, you know, if you want something to do and you're not far to Rhode Island, well, if you're in the car and you want to drive into the woods, and if you're up for a little bit of pheasant hunting, that's right, pheasant hunting, why don't you go to a fantastic website called Addieville, Addieville.com, Addieville Farms, and have a fun afternoon hunting. But with that, I've got to tell you all that my friend Nigel Barker, you know him from America's Next Top Model. Excuse me, Tony, real quick, I got to plug this in.
Go for it, dude.
Is having a fundraiser for animal cruelty. So we're going to balance it right now. So if you're in New York City, go see A Sealed Fate. And it's a screening with Nigel Barker in New York City for the Humane Society of the United States. Go on their website. Tickets are $25. Or you can just email pkwan@humanesociety.org. Or just go onto their website, the Humane Society of the United States, for more information. And that movie will be playing the 18th from 6 to 9, November 18th. And Tony will be there. You won't be there, Tony. Nigel will be
there.
Maybe
I'll be there.
Maybe you'll be there. Maybe it's in New York. Are you back? It's going to be an interesting event.
What day was that, Max?
The 18th.
Of November. Jeez, I'm not back until the 23rd.
Well, you'll be there spiritually.
I'll be there in spirit.
Now, wow, you see people calling in, and they're freaked to call in, and then when they feel so relieved afterwards. Huh?
Right. Well, you know, it's really good information. It's like, you know, trust me, it's a gentle process. And if you really have something that you're really needing to get past, you know, give us a call. What's that number, Max?
That number, Tony, would be 323-203-0815. And with item J73, you're going to get a free reading. Yep. So on that note, let's take a call. There you go, caller. Hello, caller.
Okay, Max, it's Cindy, and I'm being totally clueless, but I have a question for Tony.
Hi, Cindy. How are you?
Hi. I'm being totally self-serving here.
You know what? You're the only one calling, so bring it.
is that cool?
Is that cool, Max?
Okay, don't laugh, Max. But you know, you got me all ready for the dating scene, so I just need to know, am I going to get a chance to, like, use some of the things that Max gave me, or, you know, all these tips and all these wonderful things, or am I going to have to, you know, plan on just being single for a while?
Oh, that's really cool. I'm going to just ask you the month and day of your birth.
6/9. June 9th.
Okay.
Of course it's 69.
Oh, my God. I never made that connection. Leave it to you, Max. You never let me down. I love you.
Right. Y'all can't see it, but Tony's blushing a little bit right now. Okay, so here's the deal.
Oh, man. Tony, never go out with Max and me in the city.
Yeah, trust me.
You don't know how to blush when you're with us.
I could feel the heat from the phone. All right, so here's the deal. You know, you really, 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 really have to trust that this, that you're never going to go through that same marriage situation again. Okay?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. No, well, I know you know that intellectually, but you need to get it emotionally. Okay? Because here's the thing. Cindy, as much as you're going to play, and I'm sure the conversation that you had with Max is not able to be spoken on air, and I'm blushing again. So, but here's the deal. You guys are really, not you guys, but you, Cindy, you're going to be definitely playing. You know, but the thing is that there is a part of you that, you know, there's a place for play, and then there's a place for needing to fix a person so that their lives work. And, you know, if you're going to play, play. If you're going to meet and enjoy yourself, do that. But you don't have to take every single person that you meet in as the charity case and like, oh, well, you know, I know how to fix this person. Because remember I said, you're that person that's really good at nurturing. You're super mom. So,
you don't want to do that again.
Well, you do want to do it if it's in a situation where it's balanced and a person brings it back to you. You know what I mean? And so, yes. But what you're asking about is like, are you going to get a little nookie? And the answer is yes.
I didn't think that.
Let me interject real quick. Because Cindy and I were out the other night, and there's these little like things at clubs in New York. They're called the New York condom, NYC condoms. And I just took about 4 handfuls, and I stuck them in Cindy's bag. So
yeah,
when you said
like
she's going to play...
Handfuls. I had condoms coming out of every
Well, you know what? So when Tony said you're going to play, Cindy, I hope you get to use every single one of them. And only
this
you and I don't have any.
Tony, am I going to have a chance to use any of these, or are they going to let, you know, am I just going to make a collage out of them?
Well,
hand them out. Whatever you got to do, hand them out.
Well, you know what? You're definitely going
to... I did hand them out to some girlfriends the next day, Max.
You're
really
definitely going to be playing. I mean, there's definitely some of that great energy. And what I'm really excited about is... for you, there's definitely one specific person that's coming in, and that person is a slightly older person, maybe by like five years your senior. You know what I mean? So it's like just a tiny bit older. Okay, in the same kind of social circles, it's almost like someone that you've seen around quite a bit, but you never knew that the person was available. He's pretty available, and it's going to be pretty interesting. What I'm really excited about is that he has been trying to pursue you, but he's never, you know, you've always had this kind of like air of kind of like being with someone, and so when he shows up, you're going to be like pretty surprised.
Hmm.
Yeah.
And you know what, Cindy? Unfortunately, I wish we had more time available, because we're going to have to wrap this show up pretty soon. So, Cindy, I've got to get just some more things in with Tony before. So, thank you for calling.
Thank you, Cindy.
Oh, love you guys. Thanks for
having me. Have a wonderful night.
Big hug.
And if you're going to play, be safe. Wrap it up. We can wrap it up with those New York condoms. We ain't going to play with that.
I love you. Bye.
Have a good night, sweetheart. So, there was Cindy, Tony.
Wow.
Well, you know what? Isn't it amazing how, like, first, how time just flies, number one.
Yeah,
let's talk
love
about
that. Love that.
And
love
number
that.
Two... Cindy's going to... Look at the Cindy calling and find out she's going to get a little nookie nookie.
Well, you know, and Cindy had the courage to really ask what she really wanted to ask. And you got to give her some props for that.
She gets mad props.
Yeah.
So, and people, I'm sorry you didn't call in. And whatever stopped you for whatever reason, you can find Tony on his website. Tony, what's your website?
TonyLeroy.com. TonyLeroy.com.
TonyLeroy.com, everyone. And you know what? You could always email me at max@maxtucci.com to get Tony's information. Or you can email me your questions. I'll forward them to him. However you want to do it, people, do it. Get involved with your life, because only you are the ones that can. Tony can't help you if you don't pick up the phone or if you don't do the email. So on that note, Tony has a bunch of things going on. What's next for you, Tony?
Well, you know, it's funny. I'm working on a project. It's a television show. We're going to do kind of like live blogging, and we're going to do some a vlog. And it's a group called The Wise Guides, WISEGUIDES, WiseGuides.tv, and people can kind of like see what's going on there. We have a really amazing astrologer named Linda Joyce and Sylvia Kalachinsky, who is a medium, and she talks to angels, and she works with children, and she's a therapist. I mean, it's a really great mix of intuition, therapy, and play.
Fantastic people.
Yeah, it's really cool
but
stuff.
Before we wrap up, I gotta say hi real quick to a listener in Costa Rica, my mamacita Faride. How are you in Costa Rica? I got an email that you are out there listening, so thanks for listening, Faride. Besitos para ti. And other than that, Tony, what's up for LA Talk Radio?
You know what's funny? I really enjoy where you're going. And I have to say, there's a lot of people that are going to really get in, you mean LA Talk Radio for you personally?
LA, we'll talk about me after the show. Let's talk about the radio station real quick, because we're a new network.
You know, it's really great. It's so many people are starting to get involved, and you're going to see that there's people that want to, you know, when there's an opportunity to speak, you're going to see that there's a lot of people with money who want to invest, who want to not just invest, but want to advertise. So, you know, make space for advertising. And I'm sorry, Max, your show's going to be cut up a few times with advertisements.
That's quite all right. But you know what? So LA Talk Radio is going to be here for everyone, right?
Yeah, it's going to be around for a while.
Well, and you're there. You're in the heart of it right now. So whatever you feel, that's where it's going to happen.
I got to say, I like the vibe here. It's really nice. I could hang out here.
Well, that's the same. You should get your own radio show when you have time, huh?
If I'll talk to Sam. I'm open to it. I love the radio. This is really fun. And, you know, maybe we can kind of like do something together because I like our rapport.
I'm going to have you on my show again. That I know for sure. So I just got to see, because an hour show, I might have to do a two-hour show. I know that Sam can work that out for me. So maybe we'll do a two-hour show next time.
You should see Sam smile.
Sounds good to me. Well, and I know Sam is probably like telling Max to wrap it up right through you. But before I wrap it up, everyone, go to artandcommerce.com and buy the new, my favorite thing of the week, the new Steven Meisel jigsaw puzzle. If you got $750 to burn and you want to do it on a puzzle, that's the only one to get. So shop at artandcommerce.com. Check out maxtucci.com to get your more information, or latalkradio.com, my little blog there. I got to tell you, Tony, it's been a fun show, and we're going to do Max after the show. It's not recorded. I know everyone wants to know what happens after the show. None of your business, but I love you all. And Tony, thank you so much. Plug your website one more time.
www.tonyleroy.com. Tony, TonyLeroy.com.
And you can always get more information at latalkradio.com or my site, maxtucci.com. You all know how to spell my name by now. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Callers, thank you for being brave to call. There was nothing, no harm, no foul. It's to help your life. So that's why
gentle.
We're here.
Yep. It was really
so,
nice.
So, Tony, thank you so much.
Thank you, sir.
And absolutely. And we're going to do a two-hour show next time. Thank you to Jackie, Cindy, Michelle, and to all my listeners out there. Have a wonderful evening wherever you are. Know that we're here for you all the time. LATalkRadio.com is the place where we care for you. Tony's my highlighted guest of the night. It's not the first time you're going to hear from everyone, so stay tuned to the Max on LA Talk Radio. Have a wonderful morning, afternoon, or evening, wherever you're listening. And Tony, like I say in every show, the only place to take life to, Sam, get ready, because we're going to wrap it up, is take life to the Max. Sam, I'm out of here. Good night, everyone.
You're listening to the Max.
To the Max.
Only on LA Talk Radio.